This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving along, Joe Poznanski is going to join us from joeblogs.com.
Poznanski.
I said that, Poznanski. What did I say?
Poznanski.
I did not say Poznanski. Poznanski.
There it is. Man. Beautiful.
Oh, does anyone else have a problem like I do? That like everywhere I go in my life, I just have people that nitpick all around me. It's a tough life for me. I said Poznanski.
No, you didn't.
Right, maybe I was a little bit off, or maybe
okay.
I said it too fast for you.
He's one of our dudes, man.
Can someone help me with this?
The Northeast Ohio guy.
I feel like my life is surrounded by people that just pick on little things that I say all day long. Help me.
Little things like the man's name.
216-474-0092. Baskin and Phleps.
That's P helps to you.
P harms. Is
P
like
helps.
It. So we're sitting again. We're contemplating. Like,
give me the word, baby.
My word for the Browns offseason was meticulous. Your word was
curious.
Your word was
realistic.
Realistic. Many people out there feel like the word is
boring.
Boring.
I'll disagree with that one.
With boring?
Yeah, I'll disagree with that.
I think it's going to percolate here. Obviously, with the draft coming up, and then the other things, and you know, we got a text, Jeff.
You just got a text, too.
Yeah. Oh, I got another one? He definitely said Poznanski.
That's from Fearless Leader.
Doesn't he have anything else to do?
We'll get it fixed.
Poznanski.
There it is.
Come on, man. Don't we have a promo to write or something? Something else to do?
Okay.
He's going to come in here. Picking a mediocre quarterback at number two is something that feels like it could happen. And we got that from a friend of ours. And I really feel like that's true.
A super friend of ours.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's true. Picking a mediocre quarterback at number two in this draft feels very real.
That's why.
And we sit here and we're trying to force this thing.
That's why. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm so tired of hearing me say this.
Okay, we are too.
Okay, I'm sure you are. We have to trust their judgment on this. And if they actually think that there's some quarterback to take at number two that they think is going to be really good, then we have to trust them on this. I don't want to do that.
I think
I would much rather do
Jeff,
this, Andy.
Based on history, and this is nothing personal, I think they have to earn our trust.
Without question. And I that's why I'm sorry. If you rolled into training camp with Carson Wentz, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Shuck, one rookie, highly thought of, and Kenny Pickett, and let those guys fight it out, I would be and kick the big decision down the road or hope to get lucky with your quarterback, and one of those three guys actually becomes the man, I'd be really okay with that. I really would. Rather than gamble at number two, and I don't think they will gamble. I honestly,
I'll make it real easy. Abdul Carter is not gambling.
I would not gamble there. And if they do, then shame on them. You know, they could end up missing a guy who could be okay. Could you guarantee me that guy would be better than what Kenny Pickett might be, what a guy you take in the second round might be, or what Carson Wentz might be? I don't know.
Ryan's in Geneva. What's the word, Ryan? What do you got?
I'm going to go back to like the 1600s for this one, guys. You're going to like it.
Go okay. for it.
Effluvium.
Oh, my goodness.
Do I have to dump that?
Odorous fumes given off by waste or decaying, or a byproduct of residue or waste.
Wow. Where were you when I needed someone to cheat off of for the SATs? Where were
Synonyms
you?
Synonyms would include deadwood, offscouring, flotsam, trumpery, jetsam, detritus, chaff, dross, rubble, garbage, like Warren Sapp said way back in the day.
You know, you had one word, Ryan. You used about 14 so far.
No, he just explained what the word meant.
I listened. Really, that's really good. Yeah, that's okay. Good, Ryan. I'm impressed.
Listen, I know this has all been pounded to death, so this isn't even going to make good radio. It's just a byproduct of the hell they've gotten themselves into with the Deshaun Watson fiasco. They need to tear this thing down to the studs. They have aging veterans that were once really good, or maybe some of them are on the last leg of being good. They need to just bite the bullet, tear it down to the studs, and rebuild this whole thing back up.
All right, so when they brought – but, Ryan, real quick, when they brought Myles Garrett back, that diffuses everything you're saying.
Well,
that would have been the option that would have been the nuclear option to blow it all up, wouldn't it?
I understand what you're saying, but I would disagree with that. And the fact is this: listen, Garrett's a great player, but he is approaching 30. He's already starting to have foot problems. He's already to the point where he has to take several plays off. I would have been much happier being able to get a fortune for Garrett if they would have been able to do that and actually start rebuilding this thing.
Your answer made sense. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Can I give you a thought, something you said last segment?
Sure.
You kind of left us with.
Okay.
You said, does their job security scream they have to play?
Yeah, do they have to draft a quarterback at two?
Everything they've done this offseason so far, to me, screams their jobs are not on the line. Because if their jobs were on the line, don't you think they would be trying to scarf up any veteran who they think could help them win games next year?
I think
they haven't really done a whole lot of that.
So, but the question, that's more on Andrew Berry than it is on Kevin Stefanski, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they a package deal?
Andrew Berry
deal?
Is
maybe.
Not. Maybe. So what we're both saying here, and I just want to make sure we're on the same page, Andrew Berry is not leading with fear.
He's not behaving like a guy who thinks he has to win 11 games or he's out. Otherwise, he'd be filling he'd have signed two or three veteran free agents at running back, at wide receiver. He'd have made a bigger play for one of these quarterbacks.
All right, give me your word to describe the offseason. We're still doing that, but David's in Avon Lake. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. How are you?
All right, so, you know, this. How many times have the Browns gone and used their first pick on a quarterback that dies in the last 20 years? Pretty much all of them? And then add in the Deshaun Watson fiasco. And I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you guys, and it just strikes me that somewhere in this draft is a quarterback that is a diamond in the rough. And you got to watch him for four fabulous games. The end of the year, the beginning of the year, when he took the Buckeyes to the national championship. And forget the last game. How about the three preceding the last game? Those were fabulous games. And it was a fabulous quarterback. And I have read all of his stats and all of his grades. And you know what? Kind of reminds me of what they were saying about Tom Brady way back when. He's slow. His footwork sucks. He can't read. He underthrows. If he had not passed,
couldn't get on the field
combine,
at Kansas State on a full-time basis.
So if he came in as a rookie in the NFL and lit it up, you would still say he was bad at Kansas State?
No, I didn't.
He went to Ohio State and lit it up.
I was saying exactly. I was giving you a fact, Andy. Sorry.
Well, wait, but
don't let a fact get in the way of anything.
Well, your fact though was a negative fact. It was saying,
no,
well,
it was a realistic fact.
You couldn't get on the field at Kansas
State. Going back
to
what Dan said, realistic fact.
Right.
Realistic.
David, I'm with you, man. We're on the same page.
But see, you're not drafting him to be your guy. You're drafting him to come in and develop him and maybe make. And I'd be okay with that, by the way, David.
And by the way,
I'd be okay with that.
You may hate me for saying this too. People may hate me, but I don't think Riley Leonard's that much off either. And I'm not a gigantic Notre Dame fan, but there were points of the season where I was watching Riley Leonard going,
David,
I think this guy can play.
You're going to hop on Baskin Island here?
No, we're on the same island for Will Howard. There's no question.
But why is he not part of any legitimate conversation?
Because they don't analyze his work as being a first or second or even third round pick.
And
somebody might jump up and draft him there. But David, guys develop.
That's right.
I'm with you completely.
And let me give you another piece of what you just said there, David. The noise that we're hearing is us. It's media. It's people throwing stuff out there. Maybe teams
draft analysts.
It's exactly what it is. It's all analysts.
Yeah.
And how many of those guys are actually making the real decision that's going to make you feel underwhelmed when they go to make a pick? Like, if someone takes Will Howard higher than, you know, like third round, they'll be like, oh, why'd they take him? Because all the analysts said this. Guess what? The only people that really matter are the guys that are going to say, you know what? I want him to take X amount of reps today in practice, and if he can hit the field, well, then we're going to let him play.
Well, and think about it. He was 1 year at Ohio State, and over the summer, before the season started, he was throwing to his dedicated receivers, and he wasn't behind them or in front of them. I don't even think we'd be having this conversation if he had chosen not to throw at the combine. Because the combine, he's behind them, he's in front of them, he doesn't know how fast they are, he doesn't know where they're going to
turn. So, David, and I'm going to play devil's advocate. Again, I'm on the same page with you on Will Howard. The problem is that some people will say, well, give a guy the best player in the country to throw the ball to, and I'm going to look like a genius too. That's the hard part there. That's the problem with that.
David, thank you.
I got time to sneak. Cleveland and Cleveland, I have time to sneak one word in real fast.
Yes, I have the perfect word, guys,
for
what you're looking for. It's pre-functional.
Pre-functional. You have 20 seconds.
Word.
Keep going. What does it mean?
I was told what it means, and then I forgot again, but it's a word.
All right, we'll look it up. We'll talk about it next second. Thank you, Cleveland. So I still want to move on with this. And if you want to play along with that game, give us one word to describe the offseason. We'll do that. Joe Posnanski is going to join us at noon. Chris Rose at 1. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. And there you have that. We're doing a couple things here right now. First of all, Joe Posnanski is going to join us from Joe Blogs. We're going to talk to him about Major League Baseball, obviously the big day. Coming tomorrow, it is baseball eve or opening day eve or whatever you want to call it.
Before opening day.
Even though they
have already
started.
Let it go.
The great American pastime outside of our borders. So that was great stuff. Really excited about that. So we've been doing a couple of things this morning. Obviously, Russell Wilson going to the Giants has kind of triggered a bunch of conversations along the way. We played Let's Find Us a Quarterback. Jeff literally went to a thrift shop, and even the thrift shop was like, I don't know if we can take that.
Isn't it screaming, though? It's screaming. It's screaming that they're not panicking or feeling a major need here, which makes me think either they're convinced they're taking somebody at two and they know who they're going to get, or they think Kirk Cousins is coming here.
I think that if you look at it this way, because Kirk Cousins isn't going to say what he's doing, he's not going to let his no trade deal go until after the draft.
And there's no guarantee just because you want Kirk Cousins you can get him, because he's actually on another team right now.
Right, and it's going to cost you something to get him.
Right, and he
unless
might not,
they cut him.
And if the Browns draft a quarterback at two, why would he waive his no-trade clause to come here when he knows that he's would be a short-term starter? You know, it screams Kirk Cousins and a quarterback with 33,
so,
or a quarterback at two. It screams one or the other.
All right, so is this saying to me and you, right, that the Browns' options are kind of this? Abdul Carter at two, Kirk Cousins after. Is that a game plan?
Or
that's I'm just saying, I'm just going to go through these. That, right?
Or Travis Hunter.
Or Travis Hunter, that's fine. Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, and then you know once they do that, this way he'll waive his no trade, and then he'll want to come up from Atlanta, okay?
Yeah, but that's then, one. But then the Browns still have to figure it out with Atlanta. I mean, there's no guarantee. But the fact that he has a no-trade clause, he could kind of dictate where he goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my next part of this, though, and I brought this up last segment, and by the way, I still want your word for the offseason. I know I got a couple people on hold, and we'll get to that in a second. The question then becomes, is it Shedeur Sanders out of panic at two because they're trying to save their job?
No, Andy, honestly, and I feel this way, everything they've done this offseason to me screams that their jobs aren't on the line. Otherwise, I would think Andrew Berry would have been a lot more aggressive in free agency trying to bring in some guys that he thinks might be able to make a difference.
Jeff, I could be really aggressive walking into our car dealership, and I know I want that, and then I go to look at my wallet, and I don't have enough money for the car.
There are guys out there who need jobs you could go get.
Josh,
right now.
Josh is in Grand River. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
This morning?
Hi, Josh. Did it snow in Grand River today? I'm just curious.
It snowed on the way in work.
Yeah. Yeah. I drove in. I was on 480, and I think I was the only car that had snow on it. And people were like, "Oh, loser." Okay. What do you got for us, Josh?
So my word for the Browns is going to be limited, and the reason why I picked limited is because of salary cap. Deshaun Watson and the signing of Myles Garrett has made it limited on what the Cleveland Browns could spend. Also, it's limited because the draft isn't that potentials for draft, depending on where they go, if there's trades up and trades down. The quarterback class for the veterans is also very limited now. So that's my word for the Browns.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Josh. All right, so we're looking at some of the other words that people boring seemed to be the number one word. I said meticulous. Jeff said curious.
Curious.
Dan said realistic. Any other words that we've had? I think those are limited. Was that a word that somebody used to? There were a couple other words that people had used.
Perfunctory. That was used.
Yeah.
All right. George Clinton sings that song or no? No?
Still one of the best concerts I ever went to.
Bill does.
Oh, he does? Okay. Jack is in Shaker Heights. Hi, Jack.
Hi, guys. My word is dithering.
Dithering? And wow. I cannot believe how intelligent
That's a good one.
Our listeners are. Dithering.
Like our last president. But anyway, I really want, as a fan, Shedeur here. I followed him. I watched him in person and on television. And I know... And nobody says much about this because they do say it and they have said it, but it's the company line of the NFL not to say anything. He and his daddy do not want to come to Cleveland for many reasons. If the Gobi Desert had an NFL team, he'd rather go there. And I pretty much know that our head coach does not want him here. Can you imagine being
How do you
head
know
coach?
These things, Jack? Are you? This is. I mean,
because
do you have inside information?
It's on cable. And it's
What's
not
on cable?
Cable as much as this information.
What?
Yeah. There's a lot of sports. Get on your smart TV and take a look at all of the sports talk shows.
All of
there.
The places that are looking to fill content for 24/7, including us.
In other words, go listen to something like what we do for 4 hours every day.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't. Again, Dan, can you reiterate? Because I think part of that conversation is the whole Shedeur Sanders or the whole. Deion Sanders allegedly saying that New York is where they wanted to be, and he has been vehement saying that that's not true. That's just not true that he said. And in talking to Daryl Ryder about this on game day, like Daryl kept saying, if it was true, what is there any sound? Is there any video in a group like that? I mean, you're trying to tell me when Deion walks by, someone doesn't have their phone up? And if you're from New York, wouldn't you say, if you were a Giants fan or a Jets fan or whatever, and you would say, Deion, you coming to New York? You think you wouldn't have done that with a phone on or a camera on? And it took like 2 weeks for that story to come out. That's where the validity is. Like, what if that would have happened and he would have said, so, oh, we only want to go to New York, or we want New York, or we want New York, or whatever. That would have come out immediately. Like, there would have been someone who walked away and went to social media and said, ooh, this is interesting. Deion just said this. Why would it take 2 weeks for that to get out? And Daryl lays out a really good argument. Go ahead, sir.
To continue our one word of the day to sum up how Deion Sanders described that situation, erroneous.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. He said this. He went to Instagram, I apologize, and said off of his official account under somebody who aggregated this story, this is a lie, we will go wherever God tells us. It's one of those, I'm paraphrasing a little bit what he said, but you're pretty close. And exactly what you said, Coach Prime's never run into a camera he didn't like.
Chuck's in Shaker. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, it just seems like some of the media and fans around the country, it just seemed like they're still hating us because of that Watson deal. And it just seemed like they want Cleveland to take the focus off getting a quarterback at number two. And they're talking about, well, they could take Hunter. They could take, linebacker, pass rusher.
Defensive end?
Yeah.
Abdul Carter?
Carter. You know, instead of losing, they already lost focus on getting a backup here. Or a quarterback for this season with the Miles deal. Now, if they get in the middle of thinking about what people are saying, they need to just stay focused and get the best quarterback at number two. If Ward's there or if Shador's there, grab it. Because, like I said, that's going to be the future. You're still going to need a quarterback no matter who you bring in here eventually.
Yeah, but is it worth it? If I told you that Abdul Carter is going to be a Hall of Famer, And I don't know that he's going to be, but I think I watch him play enough college football to think this guy is special. If I told you that, and then I would have told you whoever's in this draft isn't going to last in the league more than 3 years or they're a career backup, who would you draft?
You're making an assumption there.
No, Everything in the draft is an assumption.
Andy, if you could predict that, you wouldn't be working down at the studio down there.
That is true. That is true.
Chuck, you're right.
Chuck, that's the line of the day. Right, Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
I'm so tired of me saying this.
Okay.
They have to trust their evaluation. And if Cam Ward isn't available to them, I would draft Cam Ward. I would be hesitant to draft another.
Now, you're assuming that he's going to be a long-term quarterback by saying this, right?
I am.
Okay.
My own personal observations, okay? And yeah. I do not evaluate football players for a living.
Okay.
You know, I was glad to get DeShone Kizer in Cleveland, and I was really mad when they didn't draft Josh Allen.
And you were
so
okay
with... I went 50-50, and I didn't think Kizer would necessarily be a stud, but I sure wanted him here to find out if he could be. But I thought for sure Josh Allen was going to be. Cam Ward looks like the real deal to me. He really does.
Okay.
And Shedeur Sanders looks like a guy that, okay, you'd have your quarterback, and he'd be okay. And I can't bring myself to go further than that with him. And I also can't bring myself...
Again, this is all speculation down
the
road.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Same as what I just did.
Hold on. And I also can't sit here and say Shedeur can't play, because I think he can. This is where Andrew Berry has to think, is my best value to get a guy who might be middle-of-the-road quarterback, or do they think he's going to be top tier? If he's going to be top tier, they take him. It's done. I mean, it's that simple. But if you think he's going to be middle of the road, well, then sign Carson Wentz and put him with Kenny Pickett and have him fight it out, and you'll have a middle of the road quarterback. So you don't have to take Shedeur at two. It depends on what Andrew Berry and his staff think about him.
Do you think
it's all that?
All right, so let me throw this at you, because I think this is the obvious question. Do you think Andrew Berry's job is on the line?
No, I've already told you that.
I do.
I don't think he's approached this offseason in that regard.
I'm not saying he's approaching it that way.
My job was on the line to get 10 wins. I sure wouldn't be sitting there right now with Jerry Jeudy as my only wide receiver that I can count on.
I just think that the pressure, that there is pressure there to make sure you deliver, and I do think it's very easy to make a mistake when there might be a more talented player on the board, someone who could be with you for a long time, but we all have, well, if the quarterback's there at two, he might be there in 2025, but that guy in 2025 who might be the quarterback at two, maybe a fourth or fifth rounder in 2025. But again, I know it's all kind of speculation on that. I don't think they can afford to make a mistake here again. Otherwise, we are just going to sit on this treadmill for the rest of our lives, because that's where it feels like we're at. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We'll continue this conversation. Give me the one word if you want to. Also, what's going on with the Guardians and TV? We'll talk about that next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Baskin and Phelps, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. A couple things we want to talk about coming up here. We'll talk about watching the guards on TV. We'll get to that in a second. Also, the passing of a very, very important person as far as Cleveland sports history goes, and we'll talk about that in a second, too. Lars, give us a word, though. Lars is in Shaker.
Hi, guys. Hey, it's Shaker Day here.
It is. 92. I feel a little bit off. This is the whole Cleveland Heights thing. I'm a little awkward. Keep going. Yeah, sorry.
Who's the greatest Shaker Heights person of all time?
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. I got a word for you for the day. You ready?
Wait, are you confirming that, or are you giving us somebody else?
Oh, no, Paul Newman. Okay. He lives off of Woodland.
Most famous. I don't know if I'd call him the greatest. I'm sure there are other great graduates of Shaker Heights High School.
Yeah, he was. You can't get any better than that. Switzerland, that's my word for you.
Switzerland, they've been neutral? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. And here's my thoughts on the Browns. They are not spending all that money to bring Journey into the stadium for the draft party to move down. They are taking Shedeur Sanders.
Hmm. All right, there you have it. Lars, thank you.
We need to find out if Dion is a Journey fan. Don't we? Wouldn't that be the key to the whole thing?
I can't put two and two together there. It's been a while since they've had a first-round draft pick. I think they're just trying to do something big for the draft. And I really hope that football operations is not making a pick based on the fact that a rock group is coming to town. Please let us pray.
Plus, if they did, what if somebody traded up to one and drafted Shedeur, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute. Jonathan Cain was a big Shedeur fan.
Well, then you take the guy that they're working out today, apparently, down in Miami.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
I heard a little of that. Yes.
Yeah, so according to Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, who is confirming that Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam, all down in Miami working out Cam Ward and Coral Gables today. Seems like a big deal.
What do you think, Burn there or not? You matter, right?
Say what?
Bernie there? Speculation.
No.
Reckless speculation.
No.
Different show. No. Same theory.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No.
I think he'd be happy. He gets really happy when we start looking at guys from Miami. He's super excited.
That's good.
Yeah. Does that mean anything? Are you excited about that? I remember we made a huge deal about the fact that, you know, guys are getting looked at by entourages of especially Cam Ward.
Well, they had Cam in town. You know, he's already been here and now they're down there. You have the second pick in the draft. If he's not the first pick, if Tennessee's blowing all this smoke in hopes of trading, or if Tennessee's blowing all this smoke in hope of getting a great offer and then they don't get one and they take Abdul Carter, you better be prepared to take Cam Ward.
Or
Shedeur, if you like him better. You know?
Or you better be prepared to let everybody know that you made the effort to go down there and see them with the owner. And that if you want him, well, maybe he'd be available, too, if you wanted to trade. It doesn't hurt them to be down there to go do an individual workout with him down there.
Yeah, and you can go to Florida anyway.
can't. All right, Jeff, I know we were talking about this for the last couple of days here, but the passing of somebody who was very, very influential in the way we view sports here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, a friend of ours notified me, and I hadn't heard this, that Tom Chema has passed away. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about the Gateway Project, you know that Tom Chema was the man who led the charge on that. And I don't think we have the beautiful facilities that we have here in Cleveland unless Tom Chema and his Gateway crew did the great work that they did on those projects. And Mr. Chema was with us on the show for about an hour one day. And it was a fascinating conversation that, Dan, you were reposting.
Yeah, so we've reposted it on the website. It was March 11th, 2020. And it was you and Les Levine who did it that day. And you mm-hmm. talked to Mr. Chema for a full hour about how the Gateway Project happened, the upkeep of the facilities, and where the facilities go from here. And it was a great, great conversation. And we are going to repost it on our social media website, right on Twitter, right there. And we'll send it out. It'll be in your podcast feed as well. If you have not subscribed to Baskin and Phelps and all of your podcasts, it'll be there. It'll be there on the Odyssey app too, if you want to give it a listen.
And he's a man who had a really fascinating life and fascinating career.
It is interesting to see some of the things that he did.
We know him because of the sports and the right. facilities in town, but he was also the longtime president at Hiram, mm-hmm. Hiram University. And then did a consulting business about sports facilities, among other things. And
From Harvard.
He did a great job for our city, and I think that that's something that we definitely need to take pause and be thankful. You know, he did a really good job, and I don't think our facilities turned out the way they would have, and it would have gone as seamlessly as it did if it weren't for the efforts of Mr. Tom Chema.
Big. Wow. I mean, just looking over just, you know, some of the things that he, I mean, first of all, he went to Notre Dame. Then he went to Harvard. He was the chair of the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio. He also served as the executive director of the Ohio Lottery. And oh, by the way, he was attorney too. I mean, you talk about a good life and the impact. Maybe just next time you walk in the ballpark or you walk into the arena downtown, that you kind of take notice that, you know, somebody had to be behind all those things being built and, pay your respects that way. So, all right. I also want to talk to you about what's going on with the Guardians and TV. So, you know, Dan and I were having an interesting conversation.
Andy, yes. What is going on with the Guardians and TV?
Well, clearly there's no question about it. If you want to watch them on the stream, it's easy. It's CLEGuardians.tv. That's the slam dunk. That's the easy part. But like we've seen so many times before, sometimes when it comes to these negotiations, we've seen it on like Sunday Night Football for NBC. We've seen it in other places where maybe sometimes you lose a local affiliate every once in a while because of negotiations between the distributor and the rights holders, that things come down to the last minute. The interesting part about this is, like, for some reason, if it's not on tomorrow on a broadcast outlet or a redistribution package other than on CLEGuardians.tv, mm-hmm. I got news. It is not the Guardians' fault. The negotiations are between all of those distributors and Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has the rights for the Guardians. They're the ones that are controlling this thing. So I'm just telling you, if you're upset or you're bummed out tomorrow if the game isn't there, don't blame the Guardians, because they're not the ones negotiating this deal. And this is something that Major League Baseball, and look, Major League Baseball put a team together, what, probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When they saw that Sinclair Broadcasting and they're under, I forgot even the name. They call it FanDuel, but it had another name. But it was just a branch of Sinclair.
It was just a poor company that bought naming rights and got dragged through the mud.
Bally's did, yeah, and so did, and so then FanDuel came in and picked up some stuff, and so again, like, the Guardians don't have a deal with them. So like the biggest thing I would say is if you really want to make sure you have the game for tomorrow, I would just I would go in and get a plane ticket. You'd go go fly to the game.
You want to see it, you better get there.
It just it's a guarantee that they're on CLEGuardians.tv. That is 100%. They're still trying to work out the deal on the other stuff. But Dan, you were saying that there are stations on distributions that are, have a hold channel for them right now.
Yeah, a couple stations are having hold channels. You can see them. They've been tweeted out all over the place. You can see them there where they're actually just holding it there. So it makes me feel like this is close to the finish line, that we should have some kind of answer. The Padres last year, when they ran into this, this is kind of how it went with the Padres, where it got very, very close to first pitch before they went, boom, TV deal, let's go. So I have a feeling this is going to, you know, deadline spur actions. So I got a feeling this is going to get very close to first pitch before we 100% know. But again, signs are pointing that direction that we will have a TV deal. For if you had it last year over your cable provider, you'll have it this year. If you don't have cable, guardstv.com.
Pretty simple. And again, this isn't like out of the, I know it feels awkward. And by the way, I mean, look, if you've got to, if you're going to watch the games through Guardians, through CLEGuardians.tv, and I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation because it's kind of in my little bit of my world there, trying to explain some folks that don't get it and don't understand it. You're trying to tell them that they can get it on their smart TV. You may have to go into the web browser to go that way, or it just takes a little bit of time. So I just think the biggest thing is to be patient. I know there are going to be fans that are really, really frustrated tomorrow. I know.
Well, maybe.
Unless they can cut a deal at the last second.
Yeah.
And there's still going to be people that, let's just say, and I'll call it out because you said it, that because Spectrum is one of those platforms that has a channel hold, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, from what has been seen, Spectrum is one of them. Cox Cable is another one as well.
Okay, and then DirecTV too, or no?
I haven't seen one for DirecTV yet, but I'll keep an eye on the Twitter machine.
Okay, so we're kind of like, so there's a channel that's on a hold there for them. You're still going to have to explain that to them too, because it's not going to be where it was before, because that entity doesn't exist anymore, right? FanDuel Great Lakes is done, aren't they?
Yeah, there's just a slate.
Yeah, so it's just FanDuel Ohio right
this,
now.
Yeah, this doesn't exist anymore.
Right, Blue Jackets, Reds, they're still on FanDuel Ohio, right?
Yes, they
are. The Reds are still on FanDuel Sports Ohio. The Blue Jackets are still on FanDuel Sports Ohio. The Cavaliers, at least to the end of the season, I don't know what next season looks like, but they are still on for this season.
Ohio,
correct.
Okay. Yeah, because then they chopped up all these names. It was easy when it was Sports Channel Cleveland, Sports Channel Cincinnati, wasn't it? Or Fox Sports Net Ohio, or Fox Sports Net. When it was just Fox Sports Net Ohio and they had two different feeds, like that was so simple. It would just made life easy, so... All of those things are out there. So I think the biggest word to say is if you want 100% make sure you've got that game tomorrow, I would go to CLEGuardians.tv. And then the next thing you want to do is just see how this thing plays out and be patient. We've seen this happen so many times. Time and time again, you see where they're just trying to figure out the cross all the T's and dot the I's on contracts and stuff like that. And who knows, when the game starts tomorrow, the next thing you know, it could be on your distributor and make life easy. You just got to find it there and you'll do it. But just be prepared. That's the biggest thing I could say. Be patient. Be prepared. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Joe Posnanski, joeblogs.com. We're talking a little bit of baseball. Maybe even we'll touch on a little football with him too. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.